It's the morning show on Northern Community Radio. We're heading up to Ely. We're going to Ely, right?
We're going to talk
to Molly Olson. Molly is en route, but she's safe, she said.
Okay, we get a chance to check in with Molly to find out all the things going on, and there are a lot at the Ely Folk School. Molly, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So what's June going to be like there?
Well, June is going to be hopping. We have some fun things going on. First of all, the Great American Canoe Festival is next weekend. It's the 10th, 11th, 12th, I guess, or maybe it's the 9th, 10th, 11th, the weekend dates. And it's featuring tons of events at Seamers Beach, and the Ely Folk School will have presence at the beach. We'll have a booth, and we have our awesome Birch Bark Canoe Project has already started this year, and so we'll have our fabulous instructor, Eric Simula, there. There are going to be rides offered. If you want to paddle an authentically built Birch Bark canoe, you can do that. And I think the fee for a ride is like $10, and then that's just for a short one. If you want a longer ride, you pay a little more. And then also we will have our grand reopening of our new kitchen project, which is just really cool. We have a teaching kitchen now, and I think I talked about that before.
Yeah.
It's done. We've had some classes cut out of there already. We had wild edibles and patuta making and pasty making. And so that'll be really fun. The kitchen will be there, and I'll be there. So if you want to see me, come on down. and there are classes going on as well. You can find out more about all of our awesome classes on our website, which is back up. We had a little issue. It was down.
Oh, gosh.
So we apologize if anybody was looking for stuff. It was kind of hard to navigate. It was right around the time of the big virus that was going around.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hey,
And we don't know, you know, I don't know if that was connected, but it was, you know how it is.
Yes.
People depend on that web presence now.
Hey, Molly, I want to hear more about these the cooking classes, because I see a photo of apple strudel and a pot pie for classes.
Oh, yes. So the apple strudel class is amazing. The instructor, Mary Louise Eisenhower, she's kind of our kitchen guru, and she specializes in those, you know, sort of traditional, regional, cultural baked goods. And the apple strudel is fabulous. And they do, you know, they pull it out and roll it out so it's super thin. And they layer these, you know, delectable layers with butter and thinly sliced apples. And she gives a lot of historical information as she's teaching. And so it's just really fascinating. She's a wonderful teacher, wonderful person. So that's a great class. And then the pasty class she also teaches, and that's a slightly different method, you know, because pasty dough is more of, you know, cut in, and it should be just gently worked. You know, you want it to be really tender, and so that is really, I mean, that's a regional thing as well. So, and she also does petita, which, you know, a lot of people love to eat petita, but they don't know how to make it.
Yeah.
So it's just a great opportunity to learn some of those traditional, you know, dishes.
You've also, it looks like you've got some music coming up, too.
Yes. Let's see. We have, I think we have a dance coming up in August, and the selected band has not been chosen yet, and I don't even think the information is out there on the website, but we are going to have a fun square dance with our canoe country traditions. We have another canoe-focused weekend coming up in August, and that's August 11th and 12th, I think, same kind of time frame. And those classes are going to be focused on, you know, specialty classes, basically working around that Birch Bark canoe, and also some portaging, some paddle racing classes. So that's something different. You know, you might know how to paddle really well just for a trip, but do you know the strategies if you want to do a race? So Lynn-Ann Vesper is teaching those classes, and she is a very experienced paddler and guide, and she's a great teacher too. So, yeah, some great things coming up. And we have you know, later in the summer, I believe that same weekend, we have flint knapping and antler basketry.
Whoa.
Which sounds really cool. And then Carrie Lambertson is going to be there in August to teach paddle making as well.
I'm also seeing Diane Jarvie in a Finnish music concert and film
I forgot about the Midsummer concert. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have Diane Jarvie is a local musician, and she's going to come, and then we'll also have the Ely Finnish Choir. So kind of a Finnish-featured weekend. If you love the Finnish culture like I do, I'm a wannabe Finn. I mean, you know, my name is Olsen, so I don't really have any luck, but I would love to be like, you know, Hautamäki or something cool like that. And Finnish culture is just fascinating, and so there'd be a ton of activities just, you know, kind of focused all around the Finnish culture. And I think I actually was a camp counselor to one of Diane Jarvie's relatives at some point, so that's kind of a cool connection. And that should be a really great weekend as well.
Sounds great.
Well, you can find all this information on the now working website, elyfolkschool.org. So it should be great. Molly, good as always to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. We'll talk about the arts going on in Bemidji and Brainerd and Bagley coming up next. Area Voices with Katie Carter.